Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a bit of reversal action today in the soybeans and wheat futures. Wheat started the day being the strongest contract, but closed the day being the weakest. And soybeans were actually the weakest contract to start the day and closed as one of the stronger ones, about 10 to 15 cents off of the lows and about 5 cents higher. Corn started the day steady and rallied, closed quite a bit stronger here, up about 8 cents in December. And then overall, it seemed like there was a lot of spread trade and spread action going on as funds have been covering that wheat-corn spread that they've been putting on here over the last year. And that's really driving the market here today for the most part. That USDA report on Friday is also part of the action today as traders begin to balance their books according to that report. Interpretations change over time, and if you really look at it and try to break it down, it looked to me like it was a little bit bearish for wheat. Yet wheat started off the day strong, so I think that throughout the day people sold that just on the report. You know, we had an ending stocks for wheat of about 565 or 45 million over what they thought, and then the world number for ending stocks for wheat was also larger, about 3 million metric tons bigger. And so overall, a little bit bearish here, and I think at the end of the day, that won for wheat.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We won't have any regular Monday reports today due to the Veterans Day holiday today. So we will talk about a little bit about what happened on Friday and break down that report a little bit more. The 2013 corn production and soybean production was a little bit bullish for corn as it came in about 15 million bushels below what they thought. They increased the yield up to 160.4, about a bushel and a half more than the average guess, but they lowered harvested acres down to 87.232 million acres. And then for beans, they increased yield or total production to 3.258, and that was about 35 million bushels more than the average guess. And they increased yield about half of a bushel, but they lowered harvested acres there as well to 75.688. And if you remember right, they had early in the growing season, we had a very slow go as rain kept falling, and we had a hard time getting planted. So that's starting to reflect in that harvested acre number. And then if you look at the ending stocks here in the U.S., about 1.887 billion bushels for corn. That was about 150 million bushels lower than they thought it would be. Soybeans were 2 million bushels lower than the estimate. And again, wheat was about 45 million over. And then world ending stocks was both bullish for corn and beans.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 35 cents at 132.75. November feeders were off 22 cents at 164.20. And December lean hogs were down 7 cents at 88.05. In the grains, Kansas City December wheat was down 2 1/4 at 7.06 and a quarter. Chicago December corn up 8 at 434 and 3/4. And November soybeans were up 2 cents at 13.08 even. And December cotton was up 9 points. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.